Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Wall Street advanced strongly as investors responded positively to Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's measured opening testimony before Congress, in which she reiterated that interest rate increases would be gradual and does not expect rates will have to rise by too much to reach a neutral policy stance. That saw the Dow rally 123 points or 0.6% to a fresh record closing high, and the broader S&P 500 up 0.7%, all sectors advancing. The Nasdaq outperformed for a third consecutive session with a 1.1% gain to cap its biggest four-day gain in approximately 7 months. In stock-specific moves, PayPal rose 3.3% to a record all-time high. NRG Energy Inc. surged almost 30% higher after outlining plans to divest up to $4 billion in assets. That may be instructive for BHP Billiton, given activist investor Elliott Management has been agitating for change for some time at the integrated power company. European bourses closed with solid gains, the energy sector at the forefront of the rally, DAX gained 1.5%, CAC up 1.6%. London's FTSE rose 1.2%, with the latest data from the Office of National Statistics showing UK employment hitting a fresh record high in June. Base metals mostly higher, copper up 0.4% to around $2.68 a pound. Spot iron ore reversed the previous session's gains, falling $1.35 or 2.1% to $64.05 a metric tonne. Gold futures rose $4.40 to $12.19, helped by a weaker US dollar that traded to a fresh low for the month and a fresh decline in US Treasury yields following Yellen's opening testimony to Congress. Oil prices climbed, buoyed by the latest official weekly inventory data from the Energy Information Administration that recorded a much larger than expected 7.6 million drawdown in US crude stocks. That was well ahead of consensus estimates for a mere 2.5 million barrel decline. That saw WTI settle 45 cents higher at $45.49 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields retreated 4 basis points to 2.32%. Fed fund futures markets are now pricing in an approximate 52% chance of another US rate hike in 2017. That's down from near 60% prior to Yellen's testimony. And the Aussie dollar's firmer this morning, extending a multi-day rally and trekking closer to 77 US cents, buying around 76.81 US cents. Elsewhere on currency markets, the Canadian dollar surged to a more than 12-month high against the US dollar. That move coming after the Bank of Canada delivered a 25 basis point interest rate hike, the first hike in almost 7 years, and raised their 2017 growth forecasts.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.